So tell me about your store there, the head shop, whatever.
Yeah, I would hardly call it a head shop, although I do remember that I sold these delightful little rolling papers called Mango and Negras, and I have no idea if they're still around. I mean, gosh, we're talking 1972 here. Had a black dude with a saxophone, saxophone on one side, in the Empire State Building on the other. And other than that, you know, I tried to do all sorts of little different things, that cheap little things. So I would like sell incense by the stick or the cone, so you didn't have to buy the whole packet, right, or the whole box, and candles too, little incense-scented candles were a big deal back then. I know I had like one peach grade of used records up towards the front, and so I had maybe 150 used records.
So that's how it started, huh?
Well, Dan remembered my little store. I doubt anybody remembers that it was DeMille's garret, and I probably was there maybe 3 days a week at most, and it only lasted for like a year. And I sold science fiction paperbacks and magazines as well, and buttons, cacao, various odds and ends that people would bring me to sell on consignment. It was a meager operation, to say the least. I probably sold Joe Roman more Lucky Strikes than anything else.
It was impressive, the kids from the sticks, though, that I can remember. I've been in Atlanta for a while, but still, it was like any place that had posters and records. And
I did have that's true. I had a few posters.
It was impressive.
But the room wasn't terribly much larger than this one, you know, 10 by 12, maybe. Uh-huh. It did have some kind of neat things in it, though. It had a great old chimney with white tile and one of those big cast iron grates that went over the mouth of the chimney. And then it had this one little tiny room off the main part that was like a sunroom, but it was like in the center of the house. It was with window boxes all around it. It was just a neat little room. The sun only actually went in there for about an hour in the afternoon. I think that it was like, gee guys, we got this space here in the front of the house. What to do with it on the right side of the chimney?
Well, that was kind of an upscale area, and it went through that trend of